All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. Today's daf is Nun Beis 52. We are picking up Nun Aleph on the Beis 51b from the second wide line. So it says the Gemara. Instead of recording, we'll just do it this morning. We'll get through it. It says the Gemara. Itmar borsha umkol kirachba. What happens if you have a pit whose depth is like its width? Rabba v'Rav Yosef tamri tarvayim mishmei d'rav barachana dam mishmei d'rabi money. Chad amar the olam yishpo hevel. One said that a pit contains hevel, the noxious air, up until the point that its width is greater than its depth. At that point in time, ultimately again, the noxious air is diffused. The chad amar the olam ein ba hevel ad shiyehe umka yosra al rachba. And the other says, no, it only possesses hevel if what? If the depth is greater than the width. So fundamental machlok is just about dimensions of a bar, and at what point in time does a bar have the ability to kill? Avra alav harishon velo kiso. So we'll remember again, the Mishnah said that if you have a bar shal shutvin, right, you have a bar owned by two people, and what happens? The first partner passed by the pit and saw it and did not cover it. Then the second one passed by also and did not cover it. The second one is chayiv. Second one is chayiv. Says the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Avar rishon of lokiso. Virishon meimas miftar. So we'll say the shaila over here is: at what point in time is the second one, or from what point in time is the first one potter? Rabba v'Rav Yosef tamri tarvayhu mishmei d'Rabba bar Barachana tar mishmei d'Rabbi Mani chad amar mishemanicho mishtamish. So one opinion said, from the time that the first one leaves the pit and he sees that the second one is using the pit, the first one is absolved from responsibility. The chad amar mishayimser lo dalyo. And the second opinion says, from the time that the first one hands over the pit cover to the second one. When he hands over the pit cover, then liability rests with the second one. So the Gemara says, So we'll say, if somebody's drawing water from a pit, and his friend came along and said, give me some space, right? Give me an opportunity, and let me draw some water from the pit. Once the first guy leaves the second guy, and the second guy is using the pit, then the first guy is absolved from responsibility. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer Mishiyimser Lo Dalyo. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, no, the first guy is only absolved from responsibility when he hands the pit cover over to the second guy. At that point in time, then he's absolved. But my kamifligi, so we'll say, it's actually quite interesting. What are they arguing about? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Sama Yesh Breira. So we'll say, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that when you have two partners who jointly own a pit, so Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says there is the concept of Breira. Remember, Breira means retroactive clarification. So we'll say, for example, here's just to understand when this comes up. Reuven and Shimon own a pit together. Reuven and Shimon own a pit together. So when Reuven draws water, so how do we view that water that he draws? So if you hold Breira, if you hold Yesh Breira, then it turns out that what? That when Reuven draws water, it's retroactively clarified that from the beginning, the water that he drew was in fact his. If you hold Im Breira, then by definition, again, pretty much because they're shutfin, they're each lending their portion to the other. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Yesh Breira, therefore, Hai Midi Dei Kamamale, when each one uses the pit, then each one is really filling up from his own water. And therefore, again, look at Rashi, the Hai Midi Dei Kamale, it's almost right across. In Rashi, So we'll say, listen to this. In this case over here, therefore, each one is going ahead and filling up from their own amount. And therefore, again, he's not considered to be a shoal, a borrower from the first. And therefore, there's joint liability until the point that the first guy hands over the cover to the second one. The Rabbanan, on the other hand, say that there is no concept of Breira. Therefore, Rabbanan said the second one is actually borrowing space from the first one. And therefore, again, ultimately, again, when the first one leaves, the second one will be responsible. Amravina Vazla Tamayu. Ravina said they both go according to their reasoning. This nan hashutfin shenadru hanozemizah. If you have partners that made a neder not to get benefits from one another, so asurin likhanis lechatzer. they are neither of them are permitted to enter into the chatzar, enter into the courtyard. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer zeh nichnas l'sof shelo, v'zeh nichnas l'sof shelo. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, each one could enter into his own portion. Aye, but it's a jointly owned chatzar, to which the Gemara says, Maikam Mithligi. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov sava yesh breira. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, there's breira. Therefore what? Hayle dinaf she'ayo, v'hayle dinaf she'ayo. I will say, when each of them come in, it turns out that what? Each of them are entering into their own domain, because it's retroactively clarified that where you stand is now your possession. Rabbanan savri in brera. The Rabbanan say there is no brera. Fine. Amar Rabbi Elazar, hamocher bar lechavero. If somebody sells a pit to his friend, kevan shemasra lo dalyo kana. Once you hand over the pit cover, the transaction is complete. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Hechi domi. Iba kaspa lekni bechaspa. So we'll say, if remember, a bar is karka, a bar is land. So land is acquired by certain mechanisms. So if you're conveying ownership through money, so then likni bekaspa, then the money will affect the transaction. Ibe chazaka, if you're selling it through a proprietary act, through chazaka, then likni bechazaka. Then ultimately let chazaka acquire the bar. So we'll say, so what do you mean when you hand over the pit cover, so the purchaser acquires the bar? Handing over the pit cover is not one of the mechanisms, transactional mechanisms. To which the Gemara says the Olim Bechazaka. Now the case over here is where Shimon is going to acquire the Petru Chazaka. Ubay lemeimar lei leich chazek v'kami. Bose, under normal circumstances, if you are selling something to someone and they are going to acquire it through Chazaka, you have to make the seller have to make a declarative statement, go and acquire the item. However, the chayvan shemasa lo dalyo kiman the amar lei lechazik the kani dami. But I will say the novelty of the Gemara is that if I'm selling Reuven my pit under normal circumstances, if he's going to make a chazaka, I have to instruct him to go make the chazaka. If, however, I give him the pit cover, giving him the pit cover is the equivalent of saying what? Lech chazek v'kani. So I don't have to say the words, because giving over the pit cover is the equivalent of making that statement. Similarly, Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Hamocher baras chavero. If somebody sells a home to his friend, top of nun base, kevan shemasra la mafeach kana. Once you hand over the keys, ultimately, again, the transaction is complete. So says the Gemara, hechi dami, what are you talking about? Ibekaspa likni bekaspa. So we'll say, remember again, a home is karka. So if you're acquiring the karka through money, then the money should affect the transaction. Ibechazaka, and if it's through a proprietary act, then likni bechazaka, then let the chazaka acquire the home. Keys, Rabosai, is not a form of kinyan. So what does it mean when I hand over the keys to the purchaser selling the home misses? To which again, the Gemara says, the olam bechazaka. The case is where the purchaser is acquiring the home through a chazaka. Uba'i lemeimar lei lech chazek v'kani. And under normal circumstances, I, the seller, have to tell the buyer, go and acquire the item. However, v'chevan shemasra l'mafteach, kiman da'amar lech chazek v'kani dami. But I must say, the act of handing over the keys is the equivalent of what? Is the equivalent of telling the purchaser, go and acquire. So I must say, so the novelty that the Gemara is trying to express over here is that under normal circumstances, when you are selling an item, and the purchaser is going to acquire it through chazaka, through a proprietary act, it is the seller who must tell the buyer to go ahead and perform the chazaka. What the Gemara is telling us is there are certain actions which by definition convey that instruction without having to say it. So if you're selling a bar, the act of handing over the cover is the equivalent of saying to the purchaser, go make a chazaka. You're selling a home, the act of handing over the keys is the equivalent of saying, go make a chazaka. So the Amrei Shlakish, Mishnah B'yanai, Hamochar Eder L'chaver, Rabosei, if somebody's selling a flock, I'm selling a flock of animals to my friend, Kevan Shemasala Mashkuchis Kane. Once you give the purchaser the mashkuchis, the mashkuchis has acquired the flock. So look at Rashi just a moment. Mashkuchis lekame mefarish davar hamoshech kala eder acharav. Bosei will define this statement in just a moment, but this is something which the entire flock follows. So heichidami, what's the case? Even mashicha lekni mashicha. Bosei, this is livestock. So how do you acquire livestock? So one possibility is mashicha. Ultimately, again, the purchaser takes it. pulls it. So iba mesira, the other possibility is that the seller hands it over. Likni b'mesira, then acquire b'mesira. We'll say, what do you mean that you acquire it through the conveyance of the mashchuches? The over b'mashicha. The idea that Gemara is talking about where he's acquiring the flock, the animals, through mashicha, through pulling it close to him. Ubay lemeimar leich mashoch v'kani. Under normal circumstances, so what happens? So the individual has to go ahead, the seller has to go ahead and say, Lech Meshoch Vakani, go and acquire, go and do Meshicha on the item. However, Chayvan the Masala Mashchuchis, Kiman the Amarle Lech Meshoch Vakani. But when you give over the Mashchuchis, that's the equivalent of saying, go and do Meshicha for yourself. So my mashruches, so we'll say, by the way, what is a mashruches? Hacha targimo karkashta. So we'll say, here in Bavel, we say that a mashruches ultimately is a bell. So they used to have, I guess the shepherd used to have this bell, that when you would ring it, the flock would follow. So in other words, once the seller of the flock gives to the purchaser of the flock the mashruches, right, the bell, so that gives him the ability to lead the flock. That's the equivalent of telling the buyer, go and perform an act of Mashicha on the flock. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Iza da'azla b'reish ajra. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, what it is it's a goat that walks at the front of the herd. So apparently every herd has a lead goat. So once you go ahead and you hand over the lead goat, so that's the equivalent of saying to the purchaser, go and do Mashicha on the rest of the flock. So the Gemara says, Look at Rashi says, Iza da azla b'reish edra, a goat that goes at the head of the flock. Yesh lebal ha'eder is chorif. The owner of the flock, the shepherd, has a sharp ox, right? The smart, smart goat. The derech ha'izim lahalek barosh va'eder holik acharof. The goat walks in front and everyone else follows. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov Amar, Iza da azla b'reish adra. So this is like a drasha that a certain person from the Galil gave before Rav Chisda. Kadrogiz raya al ana. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at his nation, avad l'nagda sumta. He goes ahead and makes the lead goat. He makes the lead goat blind. Now, what does that mean? Look at Rashi. It's actually a very profound statement. Rashi is avad l'nagdas samusa le'ez hamosheches menakir einel v'nechshalas v'nofalas baboros. So, when the shepherd gets angry at his flock, what does he do? He blinds the lead goat. When the lead goat is blind, so the lead goat walks into the bar, walks into the pit, and guess what? Everyone else, every other sheep follows the goat also. So Rashi says over here, Keshamakom Nifra Misone Yisami Mena, Memara Lehem Parnosim, Sheila Mehuganim. It's a very profound Gemara. When HaKadosh Baruch wants to punish the klal, what he does is he appoints leaders who are not fit, leaders who are blind. And what happens? Those blind leaders themselves walk into the pit, right, and lead their constituents, lead their flock in after them. Fine. Says the Mishnah, Kiso Harishon, Uba Hasheni. So listen to this. This is now the first person covered the pit. This is after he used it. He covered it. Uba Hasheni Umatza Megulan. Now this is an interesting case. So let's say Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven used the pit, but he covered it appropriately. Something happened. We'll discuss what happened. Shimon comes along and finds the pit uncovered. Velo Kiso. And he chooses not to cover it. What's talacha? Hasheni chayiv. Ultimately, again, the second one is chayiv, meaning Shimon will be chayiv. Now, we'll say, now, of course, the novelty over here is that, well, there's no real novelty over here. We know this already. That when the second one finds the pit uncovered, ultimately, again, his responsibility is to cover it. And if he doesn't do so, he's chayiv. Kiso kiroi v'nafaloso choshar. This is another interesting case. The interesting case over here is, let's say Reuven covered the pit appropriately, right? But a shar or chamar fell in, right? An ox or a donkey fell in, umes, and they died. So it says, here I have an interesting case. I, the pit owner, did my responsibility. I covered the pit, but yet an animal still fell in and died. So what's talacha? Putter. Ultimately, again, the coverer, right? So me, the owner of the pit, I am putter. However, lo kisol karoy, but if I did not cover it appropriately, v'nafalosocho shar o chamar, and a shar or a chamar falls into it, umes, and dies, chayiv. then I am chayav for that. So well, since that seems to be an obvious case, the Gemara will ask why that case is even necessary to be included, but it's included. Nafal lefanav mikala kriyar, well, is an interesting case. Let's say somebody's digging out the pit, and what happens? The animal standing on the edge of the pit gets startled by the noise. And because it gets startled by the noise, what happens? It falls into the pit forward. So nafal lefanav mikala kriya chayav. Ultimately, again, the balabar is going to be chayav for that. La'acharav mikol hakriya. But if the animal is standing by the edge of the pit and gets startled by the noise and falls backwards, then potter. Then ultimately, again, the owner of the pit will be potter. So you see the Mishnah being mechalik, ultimately, again, between the animal falling forward and the animal falling backwards. If the animal is startled by the noise, this is by the noise of the digging of the pit. You see, we'll say, under normal circumstances, it sounds like from the Mishnah, that the animal standing by the edge of the pit and gets startled by some type of extraneous noise, that the balabor wouldn't necessarily be chayav for that. What does that have to do with me? But lemaisa, again, if the animal is startled by the noise of the digging of the bar itself, say if the animal falls forward, the Mishnah says that the owner of the bar is chayav. The animal falls backward, the owner of the bar is going to be potter. So we'll discuss again the dynamics of this. Nafal l'socho shar v'kelev. I will say, if a shar and its utensils, meaning let's say the shar has utensils on it, falls into the pit, v'nishtabru, and the utensils broke, or chamar v'kelev v'niskaru, or a donkey and its utensils fall in, and the utensils rip, right? The utensils ultimately are ruined. Chayiv ala behema upater ala kelim. One is chayiv for the damage done to the animal, but pater for the damage done to the utensil. So we'll say, so this we already know, that in general, again, bar, you're chayiv for shar, but not for kelim. Like you're chayiv shar, but adam, you're chayiv if your bar does damage to an animal or to people, but you are pater if your shar does damage to utensils. Nafa lusolcho shar cherish, shar shote v'katan. Mabosana will discuss these cases as well. If let's say you have a shar that's a cheresh, that's deaf, or you have a shar ultimately that's a shote, a foolish shar, or a katan, or a minor, right? Chayiv. Ultimately, again, you will be chayiv still for these damages. Again, we'll discuss in the Gemara what this means. Ben obas, similarly, again, if a child, a boy or a girl, falls into the bar, or eved o amo, or an eved or amma falls into the bar, in these cases, rabosai potter. In these cases, ultimately, again, the bal habar will be potter. And we'll discuss, again, we'll discuss why exactly that is. Fine. Says the Gemara, verishon ad emas mifter. So we'll say, listen to this. So remember, the first case of the Mishnah was, the first guy, Reuven and Shimon, first guy covered the bar, Shimon comes along, and now for some reason the bar is uncovered. Okay, Reuven did not know about it. As far as Reuven knows, the last time he left the bar was perfectly covered and secured. Shimon comes along, finds the bar uncovered. So what does the Mishnah say? Shimon is responsible to cover it, and if he doesn't cover it, then what? Then he is responsible for subsequent damages. So the Gemara asks an interesting question. Until what point in time is Reuven, the first guy, exempt from liability? Now look at Rashi. Now, what does this mean? The Rishon Emas Miftar, Hechad Ba Sheni V'Neshtamishbo, V'lo Kisahu, Ad Emas Ramya Kula Chiyuva Asheni V'Rishon Pater. So this is an interesting question. So this is a jointly owned bar. So now, until what point in time does the liability solely rest on the second guy and the first guy is exempt? So it says the Gemara, Amarav, Bichdei Sheyeda. Rav says, as soon as Reuven finds out that the bar is now uncovered, he assumes responsibility, which Rav also means, so just imagine the following. Reuven covers the bar on Sunday. Goes home, doesn't see the bar at all. What happens? Shimon passes by on Wednesday, sees the bar is uncovered. Shimon doesn't do anything. Therefore, again, what? Shimon now assumes full responsibility for damages of the bar. Friday, someone says to Reuven, by the way, you know, your bar is uncovered. So Rav will say, the moment that Reuven hears that his bar is uncovered, he now assumes responsibility to cover it as well. Therefore, if he fails to do so, and somebody falls in, there'll be joint responsibility for Reuven and Shimon for damages. Shmuel says, so Rav says, Bichdei Sheyeda. Now, Bichdei Sheyeda, actually, Rashi says, excuse me, he says, Shev Yavo Gamarishon Acharekein, Vir Ena Magula Holush Neyodin. So, Bichdei Sheyeda, Rav says, means enough time that Reuven would pass by the space and find out about this. Shmuel Amar, Bechdei Shiyodi Uhu. Shmuel says, on the other hand, it's enough time for others to come and tell Reuven. In other words, we'll say, so Shmuel says that, again, according to Rav says, we assume that at some point in time, Reuven is going to pass by that pit. So whenever he passes by that pit and sees that it's uncovered, that's the moment that he regains partial liability. Shmuel, on the other hand, says, no, it's until someone tells him. In other words, we can't expect Reuven to be walking in front of the pit. He's only liable when somebody tells him, by the way, your pit's uncovered. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bechdei Shiyodiuhu. Now listen to this. Rabbi Yochanan says, yes. It has to be when he finds out. In other words, Bosa what Taloch is saying is, if I take precautions to secure my bar, and I do what I was supposed to do, and something happened, and it's no longer secure, essentially, I can't be liable for that until when? Till I know. Now, up until now, Rav and Shmuel were saying, the moment that I know, I'm chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's not right. Just because I know, I have to have sufficient time to remedy the problem. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Bechdei shiyodiuhu," and it has to be after I find out, but I have to have enough time, sheyiskar poalim, that I can hire workers, v'yichros arazim, they could chop down wood, v'yichazenu, and they can make lid. In other words, that the equivalent today would be is I have to have enough time to go to BJ's and go ahead and, you know, or Home Depot and purchase my home BJ's. I don't know if these BJ's sell pit covers. Yeah, they do. Online. Amazon Prime or something. It's gotta be whatever. So I have to, there was, and this is halacha lemaisa, and this is actually very important. Rabbi Yochanan says there has to be enough time for me to remedy the problem. In other words, that if I find out, you know, if I get a text message, you know, from Levi at 3 o'clock in the morning saying, by the way, I was out for a, you know, early morning jog, and your pit is uncovered, me finding out about that, I don't wake up until 5 o'clock in the morning, so I didn't see the text until 5 o'clock. But what? And I can't do anything about it at 5 o'clock. So we'll say somebody falls into the pit at 3:30 in the morning. Lemaise again, I had no time to remedy that. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says that, and for us, it's a very specific case. This is a case where I took the precautions already, meaning I did what I was supposed to do. Something happened to my pit that now it's uncovered. So now I find out that it's uncovered. Rabbi Yochanan says I have to have enough time, A, to find out, and B, to remedy the issue. If I have enough time to remedy the issue and I still fail to take action, that's when my liability sets in. So says the Gemara, Kisa Karei B'Nafal Asocho Sharacham Rav Meisu Pater. So remember, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah's second case was, I covered the pit correctly, but a shor or a chamar still fell in. So the Gemara says, 1 second, that doesn't make sense. Kevan de Kisa Karei Hechi Nafal. So we'll say it doesn't make sense. Why? Because if I covered the pit correctly, then what? Then how could it be that an animal is falling in? Also meaning it's a stira. Meaning a proper covering means that what? That an animal can't fall in. Logic would dictate that if the animal falls in, then what? Then the cover was not appropriate. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Barchano Shehesliya Misocho." Oh, so Rabbi Yitzchak says, "No. The case over here is I covered it correctly. Over time, what happened? The wood rotted. Right? Literally became worm infested. The wood rotted. So meaning I put down a correct cover, but Lamaisa the wood rotted. Hesliya Misocho Iboiluhu." Kiso, also listen to this case. Kiso, shiyacholamo b'fnei shvarim, ve'in yacholamo b'fnei gimolim, va'asu gimolim va'aruha, va'asu shvarim enafli be'i mai. Supposed to listen to this case. So let's say, in the following situation, first of all, the way the Mishnah Paskins is, that if I go ahead and I covered the pit correctly, and what happens? I covered the pit in a correct way, but a shar still falls in and dies, so what's the halacha? I am potter. So we'll say, so what's that case? That's a case of where I put on the proper covering, but just over time the wood rotted. Now we'll discuss what your responsibility is to periodically check your pit cover. So we'll get into that. But for now, the point that the Gemara is trying to make is that if you did your duty, you performed your responsibility, you put that cover on, but something happened afterwards, you are not responsible for damages. We'll define the scope. But see, now we come to another case. Let's say I went ahead and I put a cover over my pit, and that cover is capable of withholding or is capable of sustaining the weight of a shar. So meaning, if a shar walks over it, no problem. But it's not capable of going ahead and sustaining the weight of a camel. So we'll say, so what happens? Camels walked over the cover, weakened the cover. Then a shar walked over the cover, and what happened? The cover collapsed, shar fell in and died. What's the halacha? Am I chayev for that or not? So the Gemara says, Amri hechidami. So what's the case? So we'll say, if my pit is in a place where there's heavy camel traffic, then what? Then I'm obligated to make a cover that could sustain camel traffic. And if I don't do so, then what? If I don't do so, then lemaisa, again, I'm a poshe, I'm negligent. But if camels don't normally travel this way, then anasu. Then we'll say, meaning if camels don't normally come in this locale where my pit is, and now it happened to be a stray camel came along, walked over the cover, weakened it, and then the shark came along afterwards, broke it and fell in, sa'ama ones. That's extenuating circumstances. Lo tzricha da'asu l'prakim. So we'll say the case is where what? Where there's not normal camel traffic where I am, but what? There is occasional, right? Periodic camel traffic, right? Occasional camel traffic. So mi amrinon kevan da'asu l'prakim poshehu. So do we say that since you know, there's the possibility of periodic camel traffic, that you should have built a pit cover that could sustain camel weight, and if you didn't do so, you are a poshe, you are negligent? Or do I say, no, at the time that I'm building the cover, I look around, there are no camels in the area, there haven't been camels there in days, and therefore I build the cover to sustain the weight of the ox. To which Sadava says, that's the Shaila. So Tashma, Kisol Kuroi, the person goes ahead and what? Person goes ahead and covers the pit in the right way. V'nafal l'socho shor ochamar umeis potter. And we'll say, what happens? A shor or a chamar falls into the pit. So that aloche is on potter. Seichi dami, what's the case? Ilema karai l'shvarim karai l'gmalim. So we'll say, if you want to say the pit cover was strong enough for oxen and strong enough for camels, well, that can't be why. Because heichi nafal. And we'll say, then how did the animal fall into the pit? Elalav. Rather, it must be a case of what? Where the pit cover was fit for oxen. Below Kerai Ligmalim. But I will say it's not fit for camels. So again, Gimalim Amai Potter Poshehu. So we'll say if I live in a place where there's frequent camel traffic, say if I didn't build the pit cover strong enough to sustain the weight of a camel, then why should I be Potter? I'm Chayiv, I'm a Poshe, I'm negligent. The Veloshchichi Gimalim, and if camels are, there's not frequent camel traffic, then Anusu, then ultimately again I should be an Ones. El Alav de Asen Leprakim, rather, what must the case be? The case must be a case of where there is occasional camel traffic. Vaasu Gimalim Varuha, camels showed up and what? Weakened the pit cover. Vaasu Shvarim Venafluba, and what? Mafluba, and what happens? Then, after weakening the cover, so Shvarim, the oxen, went over the cover and fell through and died. Vekatani Potter, and yet the Braisa rules that the pit owner is Potter. What do you see from here? Alma, Kevan Dahashta Leka Anosu. We'll say, what do you see from here? You see from here that when you build the pit cover, you're chayif to take into account what? Right, take into account the normative traffic. So because, again, there's not normative camel traffic, therefore, again, I'm only chayiv to build the pit cover ultimately to be able to sustain shar weight. And therefore, again, if the camel comes along, weakens the pit cover, shar steps on it, falls through and dies, I am not chayiv for that. Amri lo. The Gemara says, no, that's not the case. The olam kirai l'sharm l'kirai l'gimalim. So we'll say, what's the case? The case is where the pit cover is strong enough to be able to sustain the weight of oxen and camels. So the Gemara says, but 1 second. Udikakashi l'cha heichi nafal. 1 second, if that's the case, that the pit cover is truly strong enough to be able to sustain the weight of camels and oxen, then what? We'll say, what's the avi shayla? Then how did it fall in? Amar Abi Yitzchak bar bar chana shehesliya misocho. Oh, well, we're talking about a case where, again, what? The wood rotted. The wood rotted. So what's the novelty over here, the Gemara is telling us, is that if I put on a proper cover, and also what it was telling me is that if I know there's the possibility of occasional camel traffic, I am obligated to go ahead and build accordingly to be able to support the weight of the camels. And the novelty is if over time the wood rots, and an animal falls through, I am potter for those damages because I covered the pit in the appropriate way. Oh, so that's what we're going to discuss. Meaning, so how often, so essentially, what are the requirements of bar maintenance? So that we will discuss. So Tashma, Gemara goes right, so Tashma, lo kiso koroi, v'napal osoko shara chamar umes. So what said, let's say I did not cover the pit appropriately, and what happens? A shara chamar falls in and dies. So what's talocha? What's talocha? Chayiv. I, the pit owner, am chayiv. So heichi dami, what's the case? Ilema lo koroi l'sharam lo koroi l'gmalim. If you want to say the pit cover wasn't fit for oxen and it wasn't fit for camels, then pshita, then it's obvious that I am chayiv by Rabosai, because again, I covered the pit ineffectively. So Rabbi Gemara says, pshita, below Karla Gemara, pshita, tzvichalameimar with the chayiv, do you have to tell me that I'm chayiv for that? Lav karay l'shvar, below karay l'gmalim. So I'll say, obviously I'm gonna be chayiv because I'm building a pit cover that can't support the weight of oxen, nor can it support the weight of the camels. So hey chidami, what's the case? I'm sorry. Ella, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Ella lav karay l'shvar, below karay l'gmalim. Rather, the case must be where what? The pit cover is capable of supporting the weight of oxen, but not the weight of camels. So again, the Gemara asks, hey chidami, what's the case? If you want to say it's a place where ultimately camels frequent, so then poshehu. Then Rabosai, if it's a situation where there is frequent camel traffic, then lemaisa I'm obligated to build a pit cover that has the ability to sustain camel weight. And if I don't do so, I am a posheya. V'ivaloshchichi gimalim anosu. But if again there aren't camels around, then what? Then lemaisa again, I'm an onus. It's extenuating circumstances if a camel walks over it and breaks through and dies. Elalav de asin leprakim. Rather, the case must be where what? Camels, there is occasional camel traffic. So what happened? Va'asu gimalim var uhu. The camels came along and weakened the pit cover. Va'asu shvarim v'naflu bay. And then the oxen came along and what? Fell through the pit cover and died. V'katani chayiv. And I will say, what is the braisa rule? The braisa says, I am chayiv for that. What do you see from there? Alma, kevan da'asin leprakim po'shehu di boy le asuki adaite. Because we'll say, what do you see from here? You see from here that I'm chayiv. Why? Because when building a pit cover, I'm chayiv to take into account not just what? The normative animal traffic, but even what? The potential or unusual or infrequent animal traffic as well. To which the Gemara says, no. Li'olam karay l'shvarim lo karay l'gmalim. We'll say the case over here is where it's really talking about a place. Well, I'm sorry. It's talking about a pit cover that is fit for oxen, but not really fit for camels. Ushchichi gimalim. And I will say, listen to this. And it's even a place where what? Where camels frequent. V'dikakashi l'cha posheahu. I maybe will say, is this not a case of posheah? To which the Gemara says, you're right. I di dinosiv reisha kiso karoi. Kiso seifa nasiv, I'm sorry. Nasiv seifa nami lo kiso karoi. But I'll say, listen to this. The Gemara suggests that the Mishnah's second case is in truth totally, totally unnecessary. Meaning, the Mishnah's second case is just there to be able to go ahead and provide some level of Mishnaic symmetry. How so? The first case of the Mishnah was talking about a case where ultimately, again, you went ahead and you covered the pit in the right way. Kiso karoi, you covered the pit appropriately. And remember, now we've defined appropriately as being what? As being that if you live in a place where there is even infrequent camel traffic, you must build the pit cover capable of sustaining proper camel weight. So what happens? If you built your pit cover capable of sustaining camel weight, capable of sustaining ultimately again of shore weight, and what happens? According to the Gemara now, and the wood rotted, and the animal fell through, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? I am potter. The Mishnah's second case, Rabbi Osei, of lo kiso karoi v'nafal osoko sharocham lomeis chayiv. I did not cover the pit appropriately. Now, how are we defining I did not cover the pit appropriately? The Gemara is defining that case is I live in a place where there are camels and there are oxen, and I built a pit cover that could hold the weight of oxen but not the weight of camels. That's called the case of kiso she'eno karoi. To which the Gemara says, why does the Mishnah have to take the time to teach me that case? What's the luck in that case, Rabbi Osai? I'm a posheya, I'm negligent. So of course I'm chayiv. To which the Gemara says, you're right, there's no novelty. The only reason where Mishnah included it is to reserve Mishnaic symmetry. There is a case, ultimately, again, of kiso karoi, where you cover it appropriately, and just the parallel case of kiso shelo karoi. But that case is not a novelty, that case is obvious. So the Gemara says, Ikeda Amri, others explain, Hanami Vadai Lo Iboilon, this too is also not a question, Dechevan De Asilim Prakim, Posheahu Di Iboi Le Asuki Adaite. So we'll say, or you could say that in this case over here, the Gemara is suggesting that the case could also be a case of where the camels come infrequently, they come at intervals, but even in that case, again, because you know that they come at intervals, you have an obligation to build a pit cover that could sustain their weight, and if you don't do so, you are a poshea. Therefore, again, if the animal breaks through, the weight of the animal breaks through the top of the pit, you will be chayiv. Ki boilon, where does the question come up? Listen to this. Ki boilon, hach yudi boilon, kiso kisui shiyacholah mobifnei sharam. Also, listen to this case. You built a pit cover that is capable of sustaining the weight of a shar. The eino yachol la'amo b'fnei gimolim. But it's incapable of holding up, of sustaining the weight of the camel. Ushkichi gimolim. So we'll say, listen to this case. And camels are frequent. So in other words, we'll say, where I'm living now, I have a pit, and in this place, there's camel traffic, and there is shar traffic. So there's no question that what? When I go ahead and I build a pit cover, what kind of pit cover does it have to be?
Camel.
It has to be, right? Camel durable. Right, camel durable, they for sure have those at BJ's, right? The camel durable pit cover. Right, camel durable pit cover. So what happens? So we'll say, now listen to this. This liya misoho, but the wood rots. Right, and what happens? And what happens, we'll say? And what happens? The animal falls through the rotten pit cover and dies. And we'll say, now listen to this case. So mahu, what's ta locho? Mi amrinon migo dahavi poshea etzel gimalim, havi poshea nami le'in hasla. Do we say that since he was a poshea by camels, he's also a poshea by rotten wood? Perhaps you don't say, so listen to this question. Here's the fundamental shaila. You see, in this case, I was a poshea. Right? Why was I a poshea? Why was I negligent? Because I only built a pit cover capable of sustaining oxen, but not capable of sustaining camels. But what happened? The shar fell through the pit cover and died. But not because the camel weakened it. But rather what? Because the worms rotted it. So listen to the shaila. Do we say that once you're a poshea, you're a poshea, and you're chayiv no matter what? In other words, I'm a poshea because of camels, but in fact, interestingly enough, meaning, in other words, my pit cover was deficient. My pit cover was deficient. But at the end of the day, the reason the animal died wasn't really because of the inherent deficiency in the pit cover. It just ended up happening that the wood rotted and the animal died. You hear the shaila? So the shaila the Gemara is asking is, once we label you as a poshea because you built an inefficient pit cover, are you liable, even if the damages occur, even not as a result of your negligence, but because of some unmitigating factor? In other words, when you are negligent, do we look at that pit cover as inherently inefficient and flawed, and therefore, by definition, when the shore falls through it, you're going to be chayav for that? Or do we say, no, you're only a poshea because you didn't build it camel-proof? But lemaisa, again, so therefore, if a camel walks over it and either falls through or weakens it to the point that the shore falls through afterwards, that's when you're chayiv. But if something else happened to the pit cover, and what? It was worm-rotted, and the shore fell through, you're not going to be chayiv for that. That's the shayla. This is a fascinating shayla, because this happens all the time in the laws of damages, where somebody did something negligent, but interestingly enough, it was not the particular act of negligence that caused the ultimate damage. It was something secondary. Do we say essentially, once you're negligent, in other words, we'll say, this is really what it means, right? In other words, migo means, this is it, right? Migo means like this, once you're negligent for camels, pretty much you have sweeping negligence. So once you've established yourself as negligent, you're chayiv for everything. Or do we say, no, my negligence is limited to a particular area? Say, in Achinami, if damages happens because of my negligence in a particular area, then I'm chayiv for that. But if the damages happen because of something else, like the wood rotted, I'm not considered negligent for that. So Tashma, so listen, let's analyze this. Tashma, kiso karay v'nafalosofo sharachamar. If you covered your pit appropriately, and a shor or a chamer fell into it, umes, and it died, pater. The halacha is ein potter. Ve'itmar halacha, and we said about this. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Barchana she'esliya misocher. Remember again, the way we set up the case was that the wood itself, the wood of the pit cover, rotted. So the Gemara says, "Hechi dami, what's the case? Ilema karayla sharon karayla gimalim." If you want to say the case where the cover was fit for oxen and camels, the esliya misocher, and the wood became rotted. So pshita de pater. That's of course I'm pater. My habit, let me have it. What was I supposed to do? Elalav kiroy l'sham lo kiroy l'gmolim. Rather, it must be a case for what? Where the pit cover was fit for oxen, but not fit for camels. Ushchihi gmolim, and camels are frequent. V'esliya misocho, but yet the wood became worm infested and were rotted. V'katani potter, and yet what does it say? It says that I'm potter. What do you see from there? Alma lo amrinan migadav posheilin gmolim haposheilin slo. What do you see from here? You see from here, Rabbi said that just because I'm a poshea when it comes to camels, doesn't automatically make me a poshea what? When it comes to rotting of wood. In other words, that just because I was negligent doesn't make my pit cover inherently compromised. What it means is that lamaisa, again, if a camel steps on it and either falls through or weakens it for the shrum, chayy for that. But if the wood rots, I'm not chayy for that. To which the Gemara says, lo. Really, the pit cover was fit for both gemalim and shvarim. V'et liya misocho, it becomes wood rotted. V'etigak hashi lecha, ki esliya mai habidei me'aved. But I must say, you'll say to yourself, but one second, if I built it strong enough to go ahead and sustain the weight of camels and sustain the weight of oxen, and then you're going to tell me now it became rotted. So the Mishnah says that I'm potter. Right? Says that I'm potter. Of course, I'm potter. My habit of the may of it. This was Yachmiel's point. Now the tema iboy le lemezel umenaki shale. I might have thought that's what, that I'm obligated to go ahead frequently. Now Rashi says to go ahead frequently and to pound on the cover to make sure that the cover is still durable. Kamash malon, no. Now both say, now what is that kamash malon? That kamash malon, if you look at Rashi says iboy le lechol lemezel. Tadir, ulaminkash iluye braglecha bekach lidosh lo esliya. I might have thought that I'm obligated to go frequently and pound with my foot on the pit cover to see if it's durable. Kamashla no. Now, both say, we're going to see kamashla no means I'm not necessarily obligated to go frequently, but I may be obligated at intervals to go ahead and check on the pit cover. We'll see that. Says Gemara Tashma, lo kiso karay venafalo socho sharo chamro meis chayim. So remember, the Bryson now says, I didn't cover the pit appropriately, and what happens? The shor chamor fell into it and died. Chayiv, I'm chayiv for that. So the Gemara says, "What's the case? Ilei malo karay l'shar malo karay l'gimalim." If you want to say that's what, that it's not fit for shram, it's not fit for gimalim. Sviicha lemimer the chayiv. Do I have to go ahead and say that I'm chayiv? Ela lav karay l'shram kavlo karay l'gimalim. Rather, it must be a case where what? It's fit for oxen, but not fit for camels. But if, again, you normally find camels in this locale, I'm a poshea. And if there are no camels in the locale, then I'm an ones. Rather, it must be a case where what? Where there are normally camels, but yet that's not why the animal fell through. Why did the animal fall through? It fell through because the wood rotted. And yet, the katani chayiv. And yet the Braisa says that you're chayiv. What do you see from here? Alma amrinon migo davi poshe le'in gemalim havi poshea le'inyan haslo. So we'll say, what do you see from here? You see that once you are a poshea, once you are negligent in one area of this pit cover, you essentially render the pit cover into an inefficient pit cover, and you are chayiv for any damages that occur, even if the damages occur not as a result of the camel, but what? Because of the wood rust. In other words, once you are a poshea, you assume full poshea liability. Amri lo, no, that's not correct. The olam karay l'sharm lo karay l'gmalim. The case we're talking about is where the pit cover was fit for oxen and not fit for camels. Ushchichi gimalim, and what happens? Camels came along. Va'asu gimalim varuhu va'asu sharm v'naflu bay. So what happened? Camels came along, weakened the pit covers. Shvarim came along afterwards and fell through the pit cover. V'dikakashi l'cha pshita. And you say, okay, so this is an obvious case. Poshe, I'm obviously negligent, right? I'm living in a place where there's a lot of camel traffic, and yet what? I didn't build a pit cover strong enough of sustaining the camels. To which the Gemara says, I did nasiv resha, kiso karai, nasiv seifa nami lo kiso. Therefore, again, says the Gemara, all we're doing is going ahead and what? All we're doing is going ahead and including both cases. Since the Mishnah brought down the first case of Kiso Karai, the Mishnah simply brings down the second case of Kiso Shlo Karai. Let's just finish up. Tashma, Nafalo Socho Shor Cheresh, Shotev Katan. If a person went ahead and let's say a shor chiri shot of a cotton falls into the pit, or suma, or a blind shor, or for that matter umahalech balayla, or a shor that's walking at night. This is a normal shor that's walking at night. Chayif. Ultimately, again, one is chayif for the damages. But if the shor is a smart shor and it's walking by day, potter. Now, Bosse, this is actually very interesting. The Gemara presupposes that a shor has enough common sense to avoid pits. Therefore, again, if the shor is a quote-unquote pikeach, normal shor, but yet walks into a pit in broad daylight, I am not chayiv for that. Va'amai, ne'amid havi poshe linyin cheresh, havi na'a poshe linyin pikeach. But why don't we say that since I'm a poshe for a cheresh, that since this pit is, I would be liable if a deaf shor were to wander into it. So why don't we say that once I'm liable, once I'm a posheh for a chere shor, I'm a posheh for a regular shor as well. Elav shmamina, lo amrina migo shmamina. Rather, what do you see from here? You see from here that lamaisa, again, we don't say migo. In other words, we'll say we do not say that once you are a posheh in one area, by definition, that makes you a sweeping posheh. So we'll say, just so you should know, the Rambam and Hilchos Niske Momen Paskins. I'm sorry?
Why do you say that uncommon?
So apparently it's not. I know, it's a little bit circular logic. Right? But again, you should have chosen veterinarian path, right? But again, Lamaisa, from the fact that the Gemara says this case means it's a milsa de shchicha. Otherwise, the Gemara would have said, you're right, a deaf shor is a milsa lo shchicha, milsa lo shchicha lo gazvinan. The fact that it's a normative, from the fact that it's included in the case that said it's normative, Shabbos say, aloch lamaisa, how do we pass? Listen to this. This is very important. Hisliya misocho, v'naflu bo shvarim, afa pisha gimalim mitsuyim sham tamid, v'hari uposhel li gimalim. So Shabbos say, listen to this. So the Rambam brings down this exact case. I built a pit cover, and what? The pit cover ultimately, again, is strong enough to hold oxen, but not strong enough to hold camels. Thank you. Not strong enough to hold camels. So what's the halacha? So we'll say, and again, it's in an area where there are camels, right? It's an area where there are camels, but yet what? The pit cover rots. And so the shor falls through the pit cover, or for that matter, the camel falls through the pit cover, but nothing to do with the weight of the animal, to do with the rotting of the wood. What's the halacha? Even though there are camels everywhere, and I'm a posheya, I'm negligent when it comes to camels. Hoil umachma sheslia benaflu ba ashvarim hare ze poter v'chol kiyotze baze. I am poter, says the Rambam, in any case like this. So this is a very important episode. If you are negligent in a particular area, but it's not your act of negligence that caused the damage, but it's something else within the item that caused the damage, the halacha is, I am considered potter. We don't say that once you are negligent in one area, that creates sweeping negligence in all areas. Rather, again, my negligence is limited to my particular area. Therefore, again, the pit cover is not strong enough to support camels. So if camels walk on it and fall through, I'm chayiv. Camel walks on it and weakens it and a shor falls through it, I'm chayiv. But if the wood rots, and that's when the animals fall through, then ultimately, again, I will be potter. Now, again, remember, we still have the follow-up question of bar maintenance, right? What are the obligations of bar maintenance? So that, Amir Etz Hashem, we'll have to see it at different times. We'll stop over here. I think what I'm going to do is, because of time, Amir Etz Hashem, I'll record the Dvar Torah, Amir Etz Hashem, after davening. It'll be posted on the podcast and on the website. Shkoyach.
All right. Down the road.